What are you looking at, butthead?
It's Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Here we go. More full moon readings brought to you by North Conway Premier. Sarah Moore joining me. Before we get to another reading here, we're a quick check of our Magic 104 forecast. Today's going to be sunny with a high of 44. Tonight, partially cloudy, low of 25. And then for tomorrow, your Thursday, mostly cloudy with some possible rain showers in the afternoon. Rain and snow likely in the evening with a high of 46, low of 31. New snow and sleet accumulation of 1 to 3 inches possible. Happy spring.
Yeah, that sounds lovely, you know.
Sunny right now, though, so enjoy it.
It is, yep.
18 degrees here at Settlers Green Outlet Village, 12 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. I got to read it. It's not my fault.
I'm not the guy. Blaming you.
All right, let's get right to it. We got a bunch of people texting in here. You guys can do the same. 603-356-9145. We'll get to as many readings as we possibly can. And remember, if Sarah gives you your reading and you miss it, we record all the audio. We'll post it up later today on our website, conwaymagic.com. And if you ever want Sarah to expand on any of the readings, you can ask her more questions. You can contact her via Facebook or her website, enlightenedhorizons.com. And maybe you can set up a private session with you. And
absolutely.
You do all kinds of things, trying to get all very busy.
I am busy these days. It's really fun.
Yeah, excellent. It's good to know. So enlightenedhorizons.com is where you can go for more details. Lori from Greenwood, Maine has texted in. She's interested in a reading. She says a friend of hers recently lost his favorite horse.
Yeah.
Wondering if you're getting anything about the horse.
I feel like the horse kind of knew it was coming and my chest is hurting me. So I think before it was happening, the horse says I was getting symptoms. And this horse is kind of stoic. I don't have like joy and playfulness, but I have a self-awareness, body awareness. And it kind of feels like if you were grieving someone and you wanted to just sit and be with somebody who was peaceful and you didn't have to talk, that's how this horse feels to me. It's like when your friend needed to have downtime or not recharge their batteries, but just simply be at peace, the horse gave that to them. And just because the horse is in spirit form now doesn't mean he can't still have that. So just keep chatting with it in your head or out loud or have your friend do that. And the horse will nudge them gently and let them know that they're still there.
Okay. There you go. Susan has texted in from Freiburg. She says her question is about her dad. He passed away many years ago with no answers. Wondering if you can help her out.
I have a really weird feeling in the back of my my back left. I think it's my lung because I feel like it's in the back part of my chest, in the back part of my lung. He's pointing at his carotid on the left. Wow, my whole left side, my back, my ankle. I wouldn't be surprised if there wasn't a blood clot that happened because I have a spot in my ankle that's throbbing, goes up to my lower back, and I feel my lung. And okay. And my upper lip is sweaty. So as soon as you said your dad, my upper lip got a little sweaty.
All right.
He's 100% at peace.
100% at peace. That one goes out to Susan from Freiburg. Lindsay from Freedom, New Hampshire, texting in. She's just wondering if any loved ones have any guidance for her future.
Yeah, it's funny. I see you looking up at the stars and you're trying to connect the dots, but you're trying to connect the dots the way that you were told to, and that isn't making sense with what you're trying to get out of life. So they're telling you to take all of the instructions that you were given as a child, toss them out the window, and then you start writing the numbers like you're creating a connect the dot painting, but figure out what you want it to look like and then do the dots. So like they're showing me the stars and it's like, oh, Cassiopeia. I just pulled that one out. I don't really know what Cassiopeia is, but it's like that would look a certain way. So you're supposed to see it the way that the rest of the world does. And you don't. So toss it.
Okay. Lisa from North Conway texting in. She actually texted in last month about the same thing, but it's still happening. She says she keeps seeing three or four of the same digits on the clock, no matter what's going on, wondering.
I'm getting it's all validation. You're exactly where you're supposed to be. If you want those numbers to change because they're not numbers you like, you have to do the steps. So you can't say that, oh my God, I hate my job or I hate my boss and I hate this. You can't complain about that anymore. If you're not willing to take the next step, you have to suck it up. Is what I just heard. Sorry about that. The voices in my head weren't delicate on you on that one.
All right. That one goes out to Lisa from North Conway. You guys, keep your texts coming. 603-356-9145. Erin from Denmark texting in, wondering if her mom is at peace. Her mom has passed away. He's wondering if she's at peace and watching over her.
Yeah, she is. And she's got this huge stretch going on. So like her left arm is wide open. So I feel like I have my mobility back and I love that. It's kind of like leaning back on a recliner and like arching your back a little bit. I feel so free of my body. Yes.
All right.
She's showing, I don't know flowers. She's showing me, it looks like a bulb flower that you plant and it's not a tulip, but it's got like purple,
I'm not even going to try.
I don't know. I want to say like chrysanthemum. Look up chrysanthemum and see if there's any meaning in that flower.
Okay. Okay. This was from Nate from Conway texting in. Today would have been his aunt's birthday. She left the family recently, and very recently they had a strong desire. He had a strong desire to get a hug from her. Wants to know if it was supposed to be for him or he's just supposed to deliver that to other family members.
All of it. I just heard all of it. Like, you better have a party for me. I'm the one that gathered the family. I got everybody together. So you have a reason right now to get me together. Like, St. Patrick's Day wasn't it. So you need to get everybody together. And if you can't do it face-to-face, you got to give everybody a text. Get me a cake, and I want it. It's so funny. She's saying she's a little cheap. So she's like, there's still a St. Patrick's Day cake somewhere that you can get. And I have goosebumps all over me. So pay attention when you get goosebumps. That's her. And if you're not paying attention, she turns off your laptop. So if your computer keeps crashing, it's her going, hey, get up. Go do something. It's beautiful. Like, God, what I wouldn't give for one more day.
That's what's going on. No.
Exactly.
Here I am blaming the internet. Jennifer from Interville has texted in wondering if there's any messages from her mother.
Oh, you know what? Your mom does like the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. Like, I feel like I'm in church and she's just kind of bowing her head. Sometimes people do that if they're religious and they don't like what I do in heaven. But at the same time, she looks to the side and blows you a kiss sideways and also looks like she's holding a cigarette and sneaking a smoke out to the side. So I don't know. I think your mother smoked because I'm getting like a teeny tiny little out to the side with the left hand.
Okay, that one's from Jennifer. Another Jen from Interville. Seems like it always goes in like little patterns.
Clusters,
little clusters of things, which is okay, completely great. Jen from Interville texting in, she has lost several close family members in the past few years, wondering if you feel anything from any of them.
I don't feel anything from any of them because when your family passed, they really went all the way to the light and kind of were done here. And that's kind of a compliment that they were... I'm seeing all these like pillars standing up and then they all kind of fell down and you're the one standing there kind of naked like, oh gosh, everyone can see me now. But you were meant to be not necessarily in the spotlight, but given the freedom to make whatever decisions you wanted without anybody else telling you how to do it. So you have strength, you have light, and you have passion and you have desire to achieve more in this life than a lot of other people do. They just got out of the road for you. So you'll see them when you die, but... I would be surprised if you felt them the way that I feel my mother in heaven.
Sure. Okay. That one's from Jen from Intervale. Lisa from Madison texting in. She said her son passed away when he was a baby, wondering how he's doing now.
Oh my God, he's amazing. I have blue light. I think he's already back in another body. I see a little boy with the bluest, shiniest eyes, like almost blue with almost like such a deep, like they're beautiful, shiny blue, but then there's almost like black flecks in them. So he's back around. And I think that it might be with someone you know. I don't know if you have a sister who's had a baby, but this little boy came back into this life and they just showed me Yosemite Sam. So I don't know if there's a baby named Sam that you know, and I have goosebumps when I say that. I would love for you to text back and answer that. Not that I need the validation, but I just think it would be really cool. And that child is phenomenal.
Okay.
You did this child so well. Even in death, you honored this child's spirit beautifully.
That one goes out to Lisa from Madison. And please, Lisa, if you are listening, can continue on. Let us know.
Yeah,
it's Sam,
Yosemite,
right?
Sam.
Yosemite
I just
Sam.
Saw the red hair and the guns a-blazing.
All right, we'll see. Edda from Bartlett, we'll do one more here before we take a quick break. If time goes by
it
so
goes
fast.
Really fast. Edda, why doesn't it do this during the rest of the day?
Edda from Bartlett is wondering if her mother is at all with her.
Yes. She's behind you on your left, but I see like a grandmother energy who looks a little more masculine than feminine behind you on the right. So I think your mom's mom is pushing you forward more than your mother is. And the minute I say that, I get like poked in my back on my right hand side. So your grandmother's kind of like got the cattle prod moving you forward.
Okay.
Your mom's around you, but your grandmother's the mover and shaker.
Here we go. That one goes out to Edda from Bartlett. We'll be back with more full moon readings, all brought to you by North Conway Premier, right here on Magic 104.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.